This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
It is Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, educated educators talking education, except no Johnny, but that's okay. Guest host, she's been a guest a lot though. Teacher Joanna, what's up? What's happening out there in the teacher world?
Oh, you don't want to know, but I'm doing okay, and teachers are out here working like the devil. And really trying to manage. We can get into that another time.
Well, working like the devil, they're on Devil Radio. So, I mean, right. It all works right now. But Joanna, thank you so much. It is Busted Pencils. If you want to join our show tonight, make sure it's 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Special Wisconsin episode, special edition. Wisconsin, and in case you're listening out of state, depends on where you are. The leader of public education or whatever, it depends state to state. So in one of the old states I used to live in, Pennsylvania, it was the Secretary of Education at the state level. It was an appointed position, so whoever got elected governor brought in a whole new cabinet. In Wisconsin, we have the state superintendent of public instruction overseeing the Department of Public Instruction, which is an elected position, which is actually kind of cool because it's not connected to party. It's supposed to be nonpartisan. However, anybody who now finally realizes that there's no such thing as no partisanship in public schooling, if there was a nonpartisan punch, that might be nice, because then we'd finally realize how little politicians actually have to do, because they're too darn busy sticking their hands in public education. So much for the nonpartisan. But there's an election process in Wisconsin for the state superintendent. Joanna, that's why you're the special teacher from Wisconsin co-host tonight, though, because, and you and I, we've done this work, we've looked at this, and so we've got candidates, and there's going to be a primary coming up in February, and there are seven candidates right now.
Yeah, that's exciting to me.
Yes.
We've got a pool.
Seven people, and at this point, no one has been seen doing anything inappropriate or sending bad text messages or anything else like that that typically ruins a political career. It's just these people saying, I want to represent public education in the state of Wisconsin. If you have an idea of who that person should be, I'm just going to throw it out there one more time, Joanna, 844-967-2789. But what Joanna and I are going to try to do tonight is do a Busted Pencils breakdown of your seven candidates as they get ready for this February election. I know everybody's like, Tim, what about everything that's happening tomorrow? Look, it's going to happen. We're going to be good. All right, President, and it's going to be a whole new level of, actually, I mean, I was just talking about this. I like that Biden's there. It's not like he's got a high bar to jump, though. To bring any prestige, more prestige. And he already did it tonight just with the simple remembrance, the honoring of the over 400,000 people that died of COVID tonight. To watch that memorial was, again, to automatically see, oh, this is what dignity, this is what empathy, this is what leadership looks like. So quick shout out there. That was nice to see. So I can't wait till tomorrow. But today, Joanna, seven candidates, okay? We thought about this. I was like, you know, how do we do this? Do you say, here's my favorite? Well, here's my favorite, Joanna, and there's my favorite. Well, we wanted to make sure that people had the ability to help this out. I put this out in the plug. You can go to Wisconsin Public Education Network's page, and there is a link to the candidates, and you can, now, during the show, I don't think it would be that easy to do, but you could actually watch where they had a live open forum, or there is a response to a League of Women Voters combination WPEN questionnaire and the responses. I'm largely going to go on those responses because they're there. Joanna, you've had the opportunity to actually see and hear these candidates.
Yes, I've participated in two candidate forums.
Okay.
So I've heard them live.
So I'll rely on you to correct me for when I drop too much of a, you know, hammer on somebody. But just in case, though, let's put out there the questions that I'm making my points about are going to be, and these are the survey questions that are there. I just want to put them out for everybody to know. First, why do you want to be superintendent? It's always a good question to ask. Why? Well, because it pays well, nice vacation time, and I get my name in the paper. nobody answered that way. So, okay. COVID crisis has exposed and widened gaps. How are you going to deal with that? Wisconsin currently has the widest gaps between African-American students and white students. How are you going to address that issue? School funding. How are you going to deal with that to promote structural equity? Interesting, because I thought public education, it's already done, it's already equal, it makes it work. So we'll look at that. Wisconsin private school voucher and independent charter programs allow publicly funded, privately operated schools to play by a different set of rules as traditional public schools. What do you think about that? And then six, do you support or oppose a moratorium on the use of public funds for independently non-district charter schools? Explain your position on private and privately operated schools. Billions of dollars for unreimbursed special education. How are you going to wrestle with that issue? Elaborate on how you would close funding gaps for special education. Districts struggling to attack. No, districts aren't really struggling to attack
They're
teachers.
Not struggling,
yeah, there's
right.
No struggle there. They're doing really well at that job. But it might be one of the reasons why they're struggling, which is the show Joanna and I have done time and time again. How will you help attract and retain excellent teachers? In other words, if I was asking that question and they had a Busted Pencils candidate forum, which actually, when there are two candidates, we are going to have a Busted Pencils candidate forum with the two finalists on air live. And Joanna,
that would be wonderful. You know what, though, Tim, as you're reading the questions and we talk about the list, I'm sad that you're not on the list. But
there was a point, I think one night on Facebook, when I was on Facebook, where I thought and I put out there a feeler, but had I known where I was going to be at this moment, which is unemployed, I might have actually really thought about seriously running.
And that could have been your reason, the one you just said, the pay and the vacation.
Here's the deal. I'm no longer employed. I'm looking for a job. Vote for me. Okay. And I like teachers. I like kids. And I like public schools. What else do you need to know? Everything else you need to know is out there on me, though. That's one of the other things. And it's like, okay, how many people would dig up dirt? So I am happy to say, though, so let's introduce the candidates first, though, Joanna, just so everybody knows who we're talking about. We have candidate, and this is just, they're listed in alphabetical order, not in numerical preference. Sheila Briggs, Joe Fenrick, and Troy Gunderson, and Shondalyn Hendricks, and Deborah Kerr, Steve Kroll, Jill Utterly. Those are our seven candidates in February that will be weaned down to two. All right, Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go, and I'll be the first to say, is there a no vote, absolutely not candidate in this poll?
Well, what I think is there are certain candidates in this pool who really represent the status quo and what's been going on. And then there are some candidates who I think, represent something different. So I don't think I'm ready to call out names yet in this episode. I think let's talk about
strengths. We're going to do a strengths and weaknesses type of thing, or
right?
Okay.
I don't know, but I do. When I've heard the candidates myself, like when they answer question number one, which is why are you running?
Right.
I can see, obviously, and this is part of politics, I guess, that they're really trying to like define themselves as like, you know, here's me. You know, so we've got, and how I would interpret that and what I, the WPEN one I listened to, you know, Sheila Briggs presents herself as like, I'm the experienced DPI person.
Right. I mean, so Sheila Briggs, there she is. She is assistant superintendent, was appointed by Tony Evers, I think in 2011, it was said, you know, so she's bringing, you know, experience. All right, to the job.
And one of her great accomplishments she talked about or said was closing the achievement gap for a brief time in a school that she was, I think, the principal of.
Right.
So that was kind of like her presentation. Then we have Joe Fenrick.
Who's
a teacher, a current teacher and WEAC member. And he also serves on some kinds of like local city council type boards,
right?
In the area that he lives, and just really trying to define himself as I'm the person who's out here now, really having a handle on what's going on in public education and how it connects to larger systems. And he's talking about, like, he's trying to say, like, I'm the bottom-up guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard.
And then, you know, another, Troy Gunderson, right, coming at this from a non-status quo position, bringing, again, lots of experience from understanding public education, brings, you know, real world.
He brings the rural, the rural edge too.
And he says rural edge, and there's an idealism in his why. So we're through Sheila. We're we just did Joe, Troy Gunderson. When we get back, we'll hit the other four candidates. We'll start breaking it down, and we want you to give us a call, though, too. Who are you voting for? Who do you think? 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, back at the break.
Are you a small business owner or professional that would like to be featured in your own weekly Ask the Expert radio segment or Show and Devil radio? Let us help you in your business, team with our broadcast professionals, to create the right show or segment setting you apart as the go-to professional and as an expert in your field. All shows and sponsored segments are podcasted. It will be professional broadcast quality. Packages from $395. Call Devil Radio today at 608-819-TALK.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Fancy Brian.
And we are your hosts for a new podcast called On the Bus with Chris and Brian, where we welcome you on board the tour bus with artists from all over the place, giving you a taste for what life is really like on tour.
I have so many stories to tell you guys. I just wish I remembered them all.
Fancy Brian, don't you ever run for office. Live vicariously through those who actually live these stories from the road.
Podcasts drop every other Tuesday on DevilRadio927.com.
No yelling on the bus!
Stream the Devils in Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Hey, it's Pizza Box Mike. I've got a show, Outside the Pizza Box. Be sure to listen on Saturdays at noon on Devil Radio. There is a reason why they won't let me on Facebook anymore.
From Wanakee to McFarland, 92.7 FM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
It is. Welcome back to Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Guest host, Teacher Joanna, out there in the Milwaukee area. Always on the show as a guest. One of my probably my most favorite teacher ever, even though I never got to be your student, but just, oh, Joanna. So we were going through the candidates. There are seven. We got through three. So Shondalyn Hendricks, another insider, would you?
She's got a varied experience. She did work at DPI.
Right.
I think so. She's got varied experience, really tries to separate herself, I think, as a parent of a special needs student and somebody who's worked in multiple positions within the public school system, from like paraprofessional through teacher to administrator, all of that.
Yeah, lots of different experiences in her, you know, background to possibly draw upon in informing or talking about this position.
She heavily focuses on this. She has a student's bill of rights.
Yeah, it's a big one. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you're a student, you might want to check out Shondalyn's bill of rights.
Right.
See if that's with there. And then Deborah Kerr. All right. And we got Deborah, you know, big proponent of reading.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to put that out there. I mean, she's driving home the, we got to do something about reading. Okay. And, you know, and I put it that way. Maybe she's right. If we've got a reading.
Yeah. And that's something she talks about. I was just listening to her, let's say 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
And that's what she was talking about. And I think then she also talks about just her experience in both the parochial school system and public school system as being an asset.
Sure. Well, I mean, sometimes knowing the other side, not that the parochial schools are necessarily bad, but when you dip into our money, then you don't need it. Anyway, Steve Kroll. So, Steve, look, man, stuff is crumbling. And Steve's like, we got to stop it.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is he talks about, like, first of all, he has some military experience where he talks about leadership through that lens, but then also just talks about kind of like structural change. I think he's a current MPS principal.
Right.
And talks about some of the successes in his current school.
Okay.
But he was doing some talking about structural change and like how systems operate.
You know, and that's one of the things that I typically like to hear, because that means you might possibly be getting it. I'm not sure Steve gets it yet, but there's an.
I know he did have one line where I was like, oh, because he talked about theory to practice, and that is something that I'll talk about a lot too.
Oh.
That like,
oh,
in theory versus how it's playing out.
I wonder if his big, heavily financed committee polled that question to see if that would resonate with teachers like you or something like that. and then the last candidate, again, going by alphabetical order, Jill Utterly. Okay? And lots of experience. Right?
Lots of experience. She's defining herself too, saying she's had actual experience throughout the K-12 system, in the university system as well. And you know, DPI, you know from your jobs that's part of it too.
Hey, she talks about the teacher licensing system, which was always, you know, one of those things that I dealt with regularly.
prior prior to
she also, I think, defines herself too as being a current superintendent working through the pandemic. I think the other superintendents are retired, the ones who mention it.
Yeah.
That she's currently leading a district through the pandemic. She currently has children in school during the pandemic. She also was representing like rural issues, but also sees kind of the bigger picture.
Okay. So
that's what I heard.
So there are your candidates. Right away, though, look, if you've got someone you're pitching, and write-in votes at this point probably won't work, so please don't call in to nominate yourself, but call us 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think of the candidates for the state superintendent of the state of Wisconsin in February, 7-2? So, Joanna, you started off the first segment of the show, which I think is an interesting way to start grouping, or, you know, and this is one of the things teachers we try to do, look at a group of things and how can we separate them, not necessarily into anything, but kind of status quo and maybe bringing some fresh eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fresh eyes. Where do you see the freshest? Maybe everybody has, quote, fresh eyes because they've never done this job, right? So in one way, coming into this, it's not like we're reelecting somebody who has the freshest eyes? And we mean that in the sense of experience, not in any way else. So anybody else out there thinking we were going somewhere, that's not where we're going. 844-967-2789. Fresh eyes.
What was that? What I was hearing that was different. So again, I have direct experience with DPI myself.
Okay.
So, and just whether I was thinking about a candidate or not, just as a teacher, there are things that I wish DPI would be more helpful with, or would stand for, or would, you know, create. And so for myself, one of those, and this is me,
sure,
Teacher Joanna, is I do think that the DPI itself has a strong orientation toward administration in their policies and priorities.
Bureaucracy.
So I'm just literally when I think about within the K-12 system, and I don't know how it goes for you guys in higher ed, but a lot of their outreach and things that they're designed is literally toward administration. And I think that's who they hear from the most.
Okay.
So that's what I mean when they have an orientation
towards administrators and buildings.
Yes.
The teacher Joannas are.
Right.
Yeah. Wait.
I'm listening for something different. As everybody is well aware of the teacher shortages, as we are, you know, understanding that teachers are on tremendous amount of pressure always, and then throw the pandemic on top of it. I'm looking for something fresh in what are we going to do with our existing assets, our current teachers, and how will DPI respond to that, or what visions do they have for that?
And that's what we're going to do. So when we get back after the bottom half hour here, let's put fresh, and then we'll say something else. Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk, 844-967-2789. Call us after the news.